Amen? Thank you. That was tremendous. You know, they started out the passage with the passage of Luke 2:15, where the angel, I think was Gabriel, made the announcement, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. I began to think about that verse and thought, well, what does goodwill mean? Goodwill. So, as you know, the New Testament was written in Greek. So I looked up the Greek word for goodwill. It means delight or satisfaction. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill. And there's that satisfaction toward men. Whose satisfaction? Whose goodwill? Well, God's goodwill. They also opened the passage, cantata with a couple other passages. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And then they give another passage which really connected with the goodwill to me. 1 John 4:10, and they quoted it, herein is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son. Now there's more. And sent his Son to be, hang on, the, what's the word? The propitiation, satisfaction, peace for our sins. So you want to see the real love. Real love is not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be our, here's the word, and I'm going to explain it, propitiation, satisfaction, mercy seat. He sent his Son to be the sacrifice to pay in full our sin debt. So here's the real love. Let me explain this, and I think this will make sense. In the Old Testament, the high priest would go once a year into the temple, and into a room called the Holiest of Holies. The Holiest of Holies was a perfect cube room. Length, width, height was all equal to 15 feet. It was God's special place right in the midst of the people where he came down to meet with his people. That's in the Holiest of Holies. And that was during the time of Israel's wandering in the wilderness. So God would appear as a pillar of cloud or fire and right above the Holy of Holies. Now, that little cube room, the Holiest of Holies, no normal human being could enter that room, the Holy of Holies. In fact, it was hidden by a thick curtain, which kept people out. And the curtain was known as the veil. It was made of fine linen, blue and purple and scarlet yarn. Why the veil? Well, it was a barrier between man and God, showing man that the holiness of God could not be trifled with. God's eyes are too holy. God's eyes are too pure to look on evil. And God cannot tolerate sin. So the veil was a barrier to make sure that man could not carelessly or irreverently enter into God's awesome presence. So the high priest had to follow, actually, some very strict rules before he entered that room. He had to wash himself, his whole body. He had to put on special clothing. He had to bring burning incense with him into the room. He had to let the smoke of the incense cover his eyes from a direct view of God. And he had to bring something with him into the room. He had to bring a container of blood. The blood of a bullock, a bull. It was blood. And he would come into the room with that blood to offer blood sacrifice and pour it over the altar. poured onto the mercy seat, it's called, the lid on top of the Ark of the Covenant, for the sins of Israel. Why? Because God says the life of the flesh is in the blood. And God would meet with man at a place called the Ark of the Covenant. Even more specific, let me talk about this. At the very top of that ark, as I mentioned, is a golden lid. And that's called the mercy seat. And it signifies God's mercy for Israel through the shed blood of the sacrifice. So here it is. God came down and met with man in a very special place called the Holy of Holies. Only the high priest could enter. You and I could not enter. He would enter with blood, the blood of the bullock. Leviticus 16:14, he shall take the blood of the bullock and shall sprinkle it with his finger on the mercy seat eastward. And before the mercy seat shall he sprinkle of the blood with his finger 7 times. Had to do it 7 times. If he violated any of the rules as he came into God's presence, he would be killed instantly. That's why they tied little bells on the bottom of his robe. As he walked in, as he walked around, the bells would ring. When they stopped ringing, guess what? He was dead. Tradition says they tied a rope to him, so if that happened, see, they couldn't go in, they'd be killed instantly coming into the presence of God. They tied a rope around him, maybe his leg, to pull him out if he was killed. So the passage says, 1 John 4:10, herein is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son, Jesus, to be our mercy seat. To be his satisfaction. His goodwill toward men. To make peace with God. That's what Gabriel had in mind. So in effect, Jesus became our mercy seat. And he shed his blood for our sins. He became that golden lid. Interesting, at the very moment Jesus died. Remember what happened in the temple? Remember what happened in that curtain right before the Holy of Holies? It was ripped. And it was ripped from top to bottom. It was about this thick, maybe thicker. But it ripped. No man could rip it. From top to bottom, showing that only God could do that. Why did it rip? Because after Jesus died and shed his blood for our sins, now we can enter, every one of us, into the very presence of a holy God, and that's through the blood of Jesus. So the verse, 1 John 4:10, herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son Jesus to be the propitiation, the mercy seat. He actually became the mercy seat for our sin. Only Jesus. So, hey, Ben, there's only one you can turn to. What do you do? Bow the knee before him. Hey, Gabriel, what is that you say? Glory to God in the highest. All the angels are erupting with glory, by the way. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. Now there's satisfaction because Jesus has come to die for our sins. That's where the first passage that was read makes a lot of sense. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. That means you won't have to die and spend eternity in hell if you put your faith and trust in him. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Only Jesus could satisfy the very holiness of God. Only Jesus could be the one to offer us goodwill, satisfaction before a holy God. So what's our part? We bow the knee. We come to a place in our lives where we come to God and say, God, I can't get to heaven on my own. I'm tired of trying to satisfy you in my own strength. I know that I am a sinner. And I believe Jesus died for my sins. So right now, I am turning from unbelief and sin to you, Lord Jesus. And Lord Jesus, you're the only one that can satisfy God's holiness. You're God in the flesh. And I now receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. So truly, glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace, goodwill toward man. Father, thank you for what we've heard and what we've seen tonight. Thank you that only Jesus can satisfy. Only Jesus can save. Only Jesus can give us access to the holiness of God. Lord, I pray that if there's anyone here tonight that's never received, invited Jesus into their lives, tonight would be that time. Your head's bowed. You've never received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. You can do that right where you are. Right where you are. You can pray. The Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You can call on the name of the Lord Jesus tonight, and ask him to save you. You can do that right where you are right now. It's not by works, any work that you do, by faith, trusting Christ as Lord and Savior. It's his grace that would save us. If you're here tonight and you say, oh, I've never done that, but I'd like to do that. First of all, let me say, I can't do that for you. No human being can do that for you. That's between you and God. But I can help direct your prayer. Right now, with your head bowed, you can invite Jesus Christ into your heart, into your life as Lord and Savior. You can bow the knee. You pray this prayer. It's not the very words of this prayer that will get you to heaven, that will save you, give you access to his presence. It's what's in your heart, verbalized by your prayer. But you pray this if you'd like to do this. Dear God, you can whisper it to God. Dear God, I know that I am a sinner. I believe Jesus Christ died for my sins. I believe he was buried and rose from the dead. So right now, in the best way I know how, I know how, I turn from sin and unbelief to Jesus. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Come into my life right now as Lord and Savior. Forgive my sins and give me eternal life.